UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.
Back here at the Sport and Social Club, it's the Bracket Challenge here, and we're having a great time. A lot of people out here. The place was jumping, and it will be jumping until 6 o'clock tonight. Actually, the producers, are you guys doing the show from down here? Nick, are you coming down here too?
Or? Not sure. I'm. We're
working that out.
Yeah. Also, I just want to give a shout out to Baptist Health Sports Medicine, centered on you. They were the sponsor for the last hour of the B Show, the 1 p.m. hour. So I just want to give them their props and do. And have you bowled any games yet? Like in between the commercial breaks?
No, I'm needless to say, on 2 hours sleep, I'm not exactly going to run up and fire. I'm trying to keep myself coherent.
So. Well, coherence always good.
Doing the best I can. But if you come down here, you can do a bunch of things. You can bowl for free. You can sample some of the great new food that's on the menu here. There, you can win some great prizes. You can spin our prize wheel. It's very cool. There's a prize wheel on an iPad. Never seen that before. That's very cool. It must be an app, and that's pretty awesome. There's an app for everything now. So spin that, win some bobbleheads or, the insulated water bottles or new menu looks good, by the way. Very tasty. When you register for the ESPN, and by the way, the main reason it comes to fill out your bracket, and there's some great prizes. I know, aren't we giving away a big green egg somewhere in there? And isn't the winner getting like a big green egg? I thought he was getting a big green egg, whoever wins. But there was an egg involved in here somewhere.
I believe so. I believe the bracket challenge winner gets a big green egg valued at over $1,000, courtesy of our friends at Suntime Pools West, I believe.
Yeah. No, it's a big green egg. It's shaped like an egg, but it's not an egg. You can cook in it.
I think it's actually kind of somewhat a little bit egg-shaped.
Yeah, I said it's shaped like an egg. I said that. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. I thought you said it wasn't shaped
like
an egg.
Shaped like an egg, and it's green. That's why they call it the big green egg.
Yes. You are tired, aren't you?
Yeah, that was a cross between Billy Simpleton and Billy O'Dell. But a lot of Billys in our group there. Other Stuff Auto is not going to be having a very good time. We're doing a lot of sports here, but with good reason, because it's an exciting time. Bracket Challenge, Kentucky well represented, Northern Kentucky, Murray State, Louisville, Kentucky in the field. What state has the most teams in it? Do we know? Has anybody done that?
That's a good darn question. We should look that up and then make it a trivia question. Text it in, UPS Jobs text line 437-9680. Tweet it to us at ESPN V Show, at ESPN 680. Fan Outfitters Twitter feed.
Ohio has Ohio State and Cincinnati, and that's probably
I don't know exactly where all the mid-majors are from, which is I'm ashamed to say.
Texas Tech. Texas has some. Texas Tech is in. Houston is in. Baylor's in. So you got three right there. Any of the small college teams from Texas, like the play-in game, like is there a Texas?
Abilene Christian.
No, the one play. Where is Prairie View from? That I'm sad to say I don't know where they're from.
I'm not sure.
Awful?
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know
where
Prairie View's from.
Kentucky's got four, though. NKU, U of L, UK, Murray State. I know, I'm just thinking out loud here. That's the winner right now, four. North Carolina, Duke.
Kansas and Kansas State. And I don't know that there's anybody else in the Big Ten. Iowa has Iowa and Iowa State. I don't know. That's a good question. Fairleigh Dickinson, New Jersey. We've got Seton Hall. And you've got Fairleigh Dickinson. And I don't think anybody else from New Jersey's in. Villanova. You got Pennsylvania. You got Villanova.
Where's St. John's? That's Jersey,
New York. St. John's, New York.
Okay.
How about Florida? Florida's got Central Florida, Florida State, Florida.
FDU? Is that one?
FDU's New Jersey. Fairleigh Dickinson is
New
Jersey.
Oh, okay. Oh, my bad.
You're thinking of FIU? What are you talking about me having no sleep? My God.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. Played two games with Jamie last night. So
California's got UC. California's probably going to win. They've got UC Irvine.
I don't know about that.
They've got St. Mary's.
It's only two right now.
Then it dries up, doesn't
it? UC Irvine, St. Mary's, yeah.
Wow.
Where's Belmont?
Oh, Abilene. Abilene's in Texas.
I said that
Texas
earlier.
Is making a run.
Abilene, Texas, Texas Tech, that's three.
Texas is not in.
Oh, no, you're right. It's Tennessee. I am tired.
Abilene, Christian, Texas Tech, Houston. There's three there. Is there another one from Texas in there?
Not seeing it. Let's see here.
Okay, nobody's beaten Kentucky yet anyway so far. I'll say that.
Washington has Gonzaga and...
Washington, that's it. Yeah. Not going to get anybody else
it's
in.
Two.
Virginia's got Virginia. Virginia's going to make a run. They've got Virginia, Virginia Tech, VCU. They need a third one. Anybody else? A fourth one, I mean. Anybody else from Virginia in our audience? Raise your hand if your team is from Virginia. Show of hands, please.
Virginia,
gentlemen in the
Virginia
back, yes. Tech. No, 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 sir. Auburn is not in Virginia. Thank you, though. Thanks for volunteering. Where is this? Iona. Oh, there's another New York team, Iona. So you got Iona and Syracuse and St. John's. New York has checked in with three. I don't think anybody's got four but Louisville, though, but Kentucky.
You said Fairleigh Dickinson is
Jersey. New Jersey.
Jersey, okay.
Where's Gardner-Webb?
That's – oh, I know that. I think that's Carolina. I just don't know which one. All right, I'm going to look that up. You keep counting.
No, I'm going to look that myself. Gardner Webb.
Wisconsin's got Wisconsin and
Milwaukee.
Marquette.
Milwaukee, I meant, yeah. Yeah, but Gardner Webb's in North Carolina.
Ooh,
so you've
okay.
Got, so now they're making runs because you got
UNC, you got Duke, Gardner Webb.
You got Duke. You got North Carolina Central. You got Gardner Webb. You got North Carolina, so that's four, right? Did they put a fifth in there somewhere we're missing? Close. I don't know if they can get the fifth one. Don't think you're going to get over the hump. No, sir. Four. That's it. So I guess four is going to be the most. So the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Caller just called in, and if you did this while I was talking on the phone with him, but Carolina also has Wofford. So that's five.
No, wrong. Wofford's in South Carolina.
Oh. Well, darn. So they're tied with Kentucky then, four.
Yeah, so there's four each. Oh, wait a minute, though. What did we say about Virginia? Because we forgot Old Dominion.
UVA, Virginia Tech,
Virginia,
Old Dominion,
VCU.
So they're tied too. So four. Yeah,
four there as well.
So we have Kentucky, Virginia, and North Carolina in a four-way or three-way shootout at four.
Did we say North Carolina Central? Did we count them?
Yeah, North Carolina Central, Duke, UNC, and Gardner Webb. Because okay. You said Wofford is in South Carolina?
Correct.
Okay.
So it looks like a tie there.
How many did New York have? Three? Iona, St. John's.
St. John's and Syracuse.
Syracuse.
California's got St. Mary's and UC Irvine, and that's it.
It's Michigan. They just have Michigan and Michigan State, right?
I think. Since Ohio's got Cincinnati and Ohio State.
Oh, wait a minute. How many did we say Texas has? Baylor, Texas Tech. Because we forgot about Baylor.
Baylor, Texas Tech. I knew we forgot one. Baylor, Texas Tech.
Houston.
Abilene Christian. Houston. Is there a fifth one? That gives us four.
That's four. So they're in there, too. So it's a four-way tie at four right now.
I think we're forgetting somebody from Texas, though. I swear I think we are. So State, Buffalo, Vermont.
This is going to be a dumb question, but where's George Washington from? Is that Washington?
George Washington is in...
D.C.?
Liberty's in Virginia. There you go.
Liberty wins.
No, wait a minute. Liberty didn't make it.
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Nice going, pal. But Liberty's not in the field. He's just giving us Virginia. Washington's in Virginia, too. But
wait, where's Bradley? Where's Bradley?
Bradley is in... isn't that awful? I knew that. I don't know. Bradley is in... I want to say Missouri?
Yeah. That would make sense.
No, it's in Illinois. It's in Illinois.
Then they're in the Missouri Valley. Okay.
I'm telling you, we're missing somebody. Liberty is not in the field, though. So that man who came racing up and was extremely excited. Oh, no, they are in the field. Dumbass. They got the 12 seed. That's right. They won their tournament. So Liberty. So Virginia wins. There you go. I apologize to you, Mr. Mann, who walked away. He walked away with the smug satisfaction of knowing he was right.
And also, though,
Liberty. So Virginia,
they're not
wins.
The winner, though. Prairie View is also in Texas, so that's, five. We have a tie at five.
Yeah. So unfortunately, Kentucky is going to be in second place.
Tied in second with who? Carolina.
Carolina, and I think that's the only other four one. So we've got Texas with five. And Virginia with five. Let's make sure we have this right. Virginia is VCU, Liberty, Virginia Tech,
Old Dominion,
and who's the fifth one from Virginia we just said? Oh, what are we doing here? We're killing ourselves. We just had it. Who is the? Oh, we said Old Dominion. Dominion,
VCU, UVA, Old Dominion.
Who's the fifth one we said? Yeah, you're right. 12 seed. My bad. He's right.
Liberty. It was Liberty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who's the fifth one?
That's what I said. That's what I mean.
Yeah, I know.
So Virginia.
Damn it.
Is VCU, Liberty, Virginia Tech. Okay, there's three. Then we've got.
That's it. It's Virginia Tech, Liberty, VCU, UVA. And
Old Dominion.
Okay, there we go. Okay, that's our five. And then Texas is Abilene Christian, Texas Tech, Prairie View, Houston, and give me a second.
And we can never get the Baylor.
Baylor. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. So there you go. So the most any state has been represented is five. Two of those, and then four each for Kentucky and. North Carolina, right? Isn't that what we said the tie is between those two?
Yeah. Right. Is there
And New York's got three.
New York's got three.
What about
Pennsylvania?
Oh, time out. Hold the phones. New York's got four.
Who?
They have Iona. They have Syracuse.
Right.
They have St. John's. And they have Buffalo.
How can we forget Buffalo?
Just had the coach on the show. So there you go. So New York gets four in there.
How many does Pennsylvania have?
Let's make fun of the states that don't
Temple.
Have
Temple.
Let's list all the states that don't have any and make fun of them.
Well, that's kind of mean.
Yeah, I know.
South Dakota doesn't have one. North Dakota does.
North Dakota does. South Dakota sucks. Even Montana's got a team, right? Didn't Montana?
Yeah, Montana's got a team. Alaska and Hawaii.
Well, they don't count because those poor teams, they'll never get in. I mean, they don't even have a Division I team, either of those states.
I thought Hawaii did.
Hawaii does. Alaska doesn't. So that's no fair. Alaska's got a bunch of good Division II teams, but they have no Division I teams.
Got good
so
hockey up there,
pass.
Too. Yeah.
They get a pass.
Didn't Rick Pitino coach for Hawaii?
He was an assistant there on an interim basis. They fired the whole staff. There was a scandal there, and he was out. Let's see. Maine is not represented.
Maine is not? No. What about?
A lot of those small New England ones. New Hampshire is not. Is
Vermont?
Rhode Island? Rhode Island's not, right? Providence is not in. Rhode Island's not in. You hate the coasts, the East Coast bias. Here's your chance to get even because they are all out. Pennsylvania's got some. We said that. They got Villanova. Ohio's got some.
Caller just called and said Colgate is in New York, too.
Oh, my God, that's right. Call New York wins. Woohoo! Sorry. Take the boy out of New York. But you can't take New York out of
Wait, four. So how many is that? Four?
That's what?
Or is that
New
five?
New York's got five.
Oh, so they're tied with...
No, New York's got six now, don't they?
No.
Just added Buffalo.
So. Wait. Okay, do it again. Gosh, darn it. All right, we have...
This is amazingly bad and yet entertaining radio.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, that's what we do here on the show.
So
we got Buffalo, St. John's...
I got the bracket here. Let me go right down
I got
the
one,
list.
Too.
All right, start in the east and work your way down.
Okay.
In the east, there's nobody from New York. Then Syracuse in the west. So you got Syracuse is one.
You got Syracuse.
Buffalo,
you got Buffalo
is two.
St. John's.
St. John's is three.
Right.
And we go to the other side. And we've got Colgate is four. Iona is five.
Yeah, I think they only have five.
What did I say, six?
Yeah, no, they're tied. Yeah, so they're tied with, Texas and Virginia.
Yeah, a three-way
tie.
And
then Carolina and Kentucky have four each.
South Carolina's got a team in. Mississippi has teams in. Louisiana has a team in. Arkansas is not represented, are they?
Don't think so.
Arkansas, let's make fun of Arkansas. They have no team in. No team. No soup for you.
All right. Is Oklahoma in here? Yeah, Oklahoma's
going.
Oklahoma's
yeah, in yeah. themselves.
Oklahoma.
I'm just
going through like Idaho's not.
This is like Ross when he had to do the American. He couldn't name all the states.
Yeah.
So all right, go to the Northeast states. Minnesota's represented.
Mm-hmm. Michigan's represented.
Michigan. Wisconsin is represented.
Iowa's represented.
How about Indiana? Uh oh. Oh, Purdue.
Yeah, yeah. Ooh, Purdue's in there. Yeah.
Okay. Illinois.
Yep.
Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley's in there.
Going down, we already went through Texas. Colorado
I don't think so.
Oh, nope. Colorado sucks.
It's all right. They're high. They're fine. Yeah.
Colorado. They don't even know they don't have a team in.
they're still like, going to go to the arena and just sit there.
I came to see the game, and I didn't see any players. We didn't get a team in. Oh, that sucks, man. Oh, well. Let's go party anyway. Let's see. Pennsylvania.
Utah's got a team.
Utah's in. Oh, the state of Washington is in. How about the state of Oregon?
Yeah, they have Oregon.
Oh, yeah, Oregon won the tournament. They almost didn't.
Yeah.
Oregon bailed them out.
Yeah. Nevada, Arizona, New Mexico, they're all in.
Wow, so there's except for those small cluster of Northeast states and sucky Arkansas.
Don't forget poor South Dakota, the Jackrabbits.
Yeah, but that's not fair. South Dakota's hard. There's only going to be one of them every year. One of them's going to get in. South Dakota State, North Dakota State, you know, that's it. They have like their own little world for one bit. So I'm
they just take turns. I think of them as
the
Dakota Twins. I always picture it as the U.S., as all the states, as a high school.
Yeah.
And each of the like states is a certain kid. Like New York is like the cool kid, but you know,
and there's like the Carolinas and the Dakotas are the two twins.
Yeah,
in the
they're the twins. West Virginia is the cousin of Virginia.
Okay.
Like Virginia is like a, you know, kind of a like a classy like
cool,
Southern
yeah.
belle, and then West Virginia is like his
it was a sitcom.
Weird cousin.
This is the weird cousin that comes as a comedy.
Yeah,
league.
That was dipping when it was like three, like you know, it was three okay. and packing a chaw in.
Right.
Texas is the big football player, the big jock. California's
like
the hot chick. She's like, you know, like the hot blonde and everything like that. She's kind of artsy. Florida's the hot chick, but she's kind of like the hot trashy chick.
Oh,
like
no.
from that, you know, is like wrestling gators and like, you know, will get kicked out of Walmart on occasion. But, you know, she's also sporty. She's like on the volleyball team. Like, you know, you don't really know what to do with her.
What's scary is, first of all, how grossly unfair this is. Secondly, how bizarre it is. And thirdly, how much as you listen, you're saying, yeah, it makes sense.
No, it definitely makes sense. We did it one time, like me and one of the kids, Mike Barba, kid who played U of L with me. He's from New York. And we just sat in the parking lot one time and came up with it.
Iowa's family lives on a farm, I assume, and they're raising the...
Yeah, Iowa, Kansas, Indiana, they're all kind of, you know, like the country kids, you know, they're all farmers in some way. Indiana, his dad was really good at basketball, but lately he's kind of struggling. Kentucky's pretty good at basketball and was, you know, was good at football. And is getting, you know, is getting better. They're, you know, they're jocks and everything like that, but it all kind of... I'm going to answer the phone because I'm not sure the story that you know, spurred it on would be appropriate for radio. But, yeah, no.
All right, we'll have to leave it at that. So there you go. Of course, D.C. only has Georgetown, so that doesn't really – that's not fair. Maryland's represented. So as best I can tell, Arkansas, South Dakota, and I think everybody else, could they all else be – oh, no, New Mexico. New Mexico's not in, right? There you go. There's a third one. New Mexico, Colorado, Arkansas, and South Dakota. I think those are the four that are not represented. Is there anybody else in the vast Midwest that we're missing here? Illinois is represented. Minnesota's represented. Utah's represented. We said Nevada. I think I came up with four. That's the Tennessee, of course, is represented, so we don't have to worry about them. The Carolinas are both represented. So I've got four states that have nobody playing. Nobody at home for those states. Arizona's represented, of course.
We got
I got four states is who I came up with.
No, there's got to be more than that.
No. Try. I got four. I got
Did we say...
wait a minute. South Dakota, Colorado, Arkansas, and I forgot who the fourth one was already. The ones in the Northeast. Maine, yeah, New Hampshire.
Vermont, New Hampshire.
Rhode Island.
Alaska and Hawaii. They are
Alaska
states.
Alaska doesn't count. They don't have any Division I teams.
Okay, well, Hawaii does. You didn't mention Hawaii.
Well, they got one team. It's like Georgetown and D.C. It's not really
You're just changing the...
All right, so count them if we make it.
Yeah, sorry. They're states. They don't have teams. We're not like going to territories. We're not saying like the Philippines or Guam.
No,
you know,
they're not represented either.
By the way, they're like the exchange students
in the school?
In the school, yeah.
In your little school world that you've created?
In the high school of the United States. Wow. Also, a caller called in and said, just wanted to state that he is an American Airlines employee and a regular listener. Okay. But he said that Georgia is also not represented.
Yes, they are. Georgia State's in.
Oh, okay, yeah. Georgia State is. Wait a minute. Oh, yep. They're in the South? Is that right?
Georgia State is a 14 seed playing Houston in the Midwest.
In the Midwest. Oh, okay.
Serious. I'm going to get a pen and write these down there because I swear I think we've covered them all. I don't think that anybody is in the field from the following states. We'll start in the Northeast. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Connecticut's represented. Yale's in.
Right.
So it's Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont.
Ooh, do we have one from Massachusetts? We don't. I don't think there's one from Mass.
No, Northeastern's in. So that's so they're good.
Oh.
Northeastern is in. Then you've got Colorado is not represented. And South Dakota, Hawaii has one team. I'll put them in to make you happy. Arkansas, not represented. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I can't think of any others that are not represented in our field. I think there's 8 states that have no team. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Colorado, South Dakota, Hawaii, and Arkansas. Oh, New Mexico in? No, New Mexico's not. Oh, New Mexico State's in. Yes. So there you go. So I've got 8. I need my map of the country to make sure we're not leaving any states out. But I don't. Iowa's in. How about Nebraska? Oh, Nebraska.
Yeah, Nebraska's too. Yeah,
Nebraska's got nobody, right?
Nope. Neither does Idaho.
Oh, Idaho. There we go. There's one we forgot. Idaho. Boy, they're hardly.
Nor does Wyoming.
Wyoming. There we go. They knew we were missing some of there. Now we got some states. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 states with no team. How sad it is. If you went to work today, Monday, all depressed, think how sad you'd be in those states. You have no team. You don't even one team, not even one team in the tournament. And we have 4, and New York's got 5, and Texas has 5. Who's the other one that's got 5? New York, Texas, and was it Carolina? No. Who's the 5th one that we said had 5? They've all run together in my head. You keep answering the phone, and then you don't talk to me. So New York has 5, Texas has 5, and somebody else has 5. I've forgotten who it is. So who's the other one that had 5? New York, Texas, and was it?
It was New York, Texas, and Virginia?
Virginia. That's
Virginia?
Virginia. So they have 5 each, and the states with none are Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Connecticut. Colorado, excuse me. Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, Colorado, South Dakota, Hawaii, Arkansas, Nebraska, Idaho, and Wyoming. That is it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 with none, 3 with 5, and everybody else is somewhere in the middle. So that was... It took a lot of time.
Couple of callers.
I was damned entertained by it.
Couple of callers right after we said Wyoming, our American Airlines employee mentioned Wyoming. And then by the way, we have Burt Head Ryan on hold who wants to weigh in on this. He's got a good question involving the teams per state.
Okay.
And another caller called to remind us that Vermont actually does have a team. Vermont's in. They're the 13 in the West.
Oh, we did list them.
We did. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we grouped them in with New Hampshire and Rhode Island. So.
I watched them win the game.
Yeah, they beat
was calling it.
Yeah, they beat UMBC, right?
So, yes. Yeah, so, all right. So, it's 10 teams. That's better. Only 10 teams. Thank you for that. How did I skip right by it? It's not like I had to wonder, where's this team located? They're called Vermont, for God's sake. So, there you go. So New York, Texas, and Virginia with 5, and 10 states with none, and I'm pretty sure.
Who are the schools that had 4?
Oh, God, I don't write that down. Why would you do that?
No, sorry.
Kentucky's got
Kentucky,
four.
Kentucky, North Carolina. North Carolina, and there was one other one, I think.
I don't know who it is. New York, Texas, Virginia have five. Kentucky and North Carolina have four. And beyond that, I don't know. I do not know.
Maybe it was Florida. Yeah, I think it was Florida. UCF, Florida State.
Florida.
And I thought there was one more.
Is there a Florida? Well, who's the other one from Florida? Now you're going to make me go through this whole thing again. Florida?
Maybe they were the one that
Florida
had
Florida State.
UCF.
Central Florida. And now I got to go to the other side here. Is there any on this side? I don't see any on this side, so I think that they only had three unless we miscounted.
Where's Belmont again?
Belmont is in Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh, wait a minute. Maybe Tennessee has some.
No. Who do they have besides Tennessee and Belmont?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Got a little too excited there.
No, that's it. I don't know. I think Florida's only. How did you get four out of Florida?
I thought there was one more we're missing.
Who?
I don't know.
Florida?
Yeah. I thought for
Florida
sure there was
State,
one.
Florida State. I'm going now with a fine-tooth comb here. Florida State. Central Florida, that's it.
It was only three.
So it's Kentucky and North Carolina at four. That's so perfect because, you know, the Kentucky fans can't stand either Carolina or Duke. So now they're even tied in this.
That's just not fair.
All right, let's put Birdhead Ryan on. He's patient enough to hold, see what he's got to say. Rhino, what's on your mind, bud?
So, you know, we can say Kentucky has four teams, but, I mean, we only have, what, six chances? I mean, we're missing EKU and Morehead State. So, I mean, if you do the percentages...
Well, Western, too. Western Kentucky.
Well, okay, so there's seven. So we have seven opportunities. We could potentially have a total of seven at the most. I mean, North Carolina, Texas probably have 15 or 20 Division I schools, per se, in their state. So I would think that four out of seven is a pretty good percentage for the Commonwealth. I was just thinking about that on hold. I couldn't remember what teams did not make it from the Commonwealth, and those are the three I could think of, unless there's another one out there that we're all missing.
I don't think so. I think that's it, right? Or wait a minute. Where's I always get confused about where some of those Ohio Valley schools are, but that's it, right?
I think so.
Ohio Valley Conference basketball. Let's go take a look at the standings. Murray State. Murray's in. So Austin Peay, where are they? In Tennessee, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They're in Tennessee. They're in yes.
So that's no good. So no, I think that's it. I don't think there's any other D1s. You said Morehead, Eastern, Western, and that's it. We got four in, and is those three were the ones that missed, right? Yeah. Now the best percentage
four
is
seven.
Four to, yeah, the best percentage though is North Dakota. They only had two, and they got one in.
right. But I mean, for four out of seven is not four out of
no.
Seven
it's pretty
bad.
Good.
Yeah, it is. My question about Louisville's draw, and I've asked this earlier, and I haven't got really a full answer from anybody. So
okay.
I'm curious what your thoughts are. What team would you say mostly resembles Minnesota with who Louisville's already played this year? Would it be a Seton Hall because they're also a 10 seed? I mean, is there a team that resembles Minnesota, how they play, or just the caliber of team? Because I'm trying to gauge, you know, who we've played before and where we are in this game, and I'll hang up.
Well, I'll try. You know what? I haven't seen them. I didn't have them this year. I had them a bunch last year, and I don't have them this year. But he's like his dad a little bit. They're better defensively than they are offensively. Rick's teams were always better defensively than they are offensively, or were most years anyway, most years. Can't say all. Somebody's going to find exceptions for me, but I think that's true. I think a 10 seed, you know, that's a good question. Go through the other 10 seeds and see if there's any I've seen. Let's see, Minnesota's the 10 there. Florida, I saw them. Let's take a look at where they are. They are better defensively than they are offensively, but they also are worse offensively than Minnesota, but better defensively than Minnesota is. You mentioned Seton Hall, who I'll find, but who's the other 10 seed? Oh, Iowa. Now, Iowa, Iowa's a weird dynamic. Of those teams, Iowa is as good offensively as most teams in the country. They're 15th. They're top 15 offensively. It's just defensively, they are so bad. They're 115th. What he tries to do to give him a chance is he tries to trick you. He plays a zone. He plays a 1-3-1 zone, a 2-3 zone. He plays a man. He changes defense like 40 times a game, hoping that they can just get one or two possessions before you adjust to it. Then he'll throw something else at you. So, but I would say, you know, you don't work for Rick and be as influenced as he is. As influential as he is, and not take a lot of stuff out of it. So you're the one who suggested Seton Hall. I would say that's probably a pretty good analogy. Let me see if I can find where their numbers are here. Why are they not showing up on my sheet here? Where the hell are they? Did we cut somebody off? Let's see. Where are they in terms of the... You know where they are? Jason's just coming in and getting ready to do his show. Where is Seton? Oh, there. I found him. So they are, yep, like all Rick's disciples. They're better defensively than they are offensively. They're 49th defensively, 74th offensively. So they are not as good at on either side of the ball as Minnesota is, but kind of the same deal. So, yeah, they're not going to have an easy time of it. I don't think there's any question. But they can win the game. But the question is, how distracting is that whole stupid storyline going to be with the Richard Pitino thing and Rick? So and that's going to be very interesting. We're very late for a break. Let me take it. Let me remind you, we're down here at the Sports and Social Club again. I'll be here till 3. Jason is getting ready. He'll come in. Mark Ennis is here. I guess they're both going to be here. You guys are both doing shows from here? Is that right?
Yep.
So they'll both be here. You can fill out a bracket. You can win yourself a nice prize. We have a great, big, gigantic green egg for the winner. That's nice. And we also have some great stuff just for coming down and filling out your bracket. One winner from today's on-site registration will get a golden ticket. That'll give them and their guests free concert tickets to all concerts on 4th Street Live, all of them, including Derby Week and others. When you register for the Bracket Challenge from Sports and Social Club, you'll get a card for a free appetizer with the purchase of an entree, good today or anytime this spring. Plus, you can come and sample some of their great new menu items for folks that come down today. They're going to give away a $25 gift card every 30 minutes for all the folks out here between now and 6 p.m. And outside, and there was a whole bunch of guys. In fact, there's still a bunch of people. That has been going pretty much nonstop out there. There's a basket set up outside. You can shoot a pair of free throws and 1 3-pointer. If you make either of the free throws, you get a pass for free bowling. If you hit the three, you get an instant $25 gift card from the Sports and Social Club. It's ESPN Louisville Bracket Challenge Monday, live today from the Sports and Social Club at 4th Street Live. We'll come back with more here from ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This hour of ESPN Louisville's Selection Monday coverage is presented by Dave & Buster's. Now open in Louisville. Eat, drink, play, watch.
Good afternoon. I'm Nick Valvano, the Sports Center update brought to you by Top Round Roast Beef. Mention ESPN and get free curly fries and a drink with your next order. The brackets, they are set. A lot of local side stories. First, U of L. They're getting a 7th seed in the East. They're headed to Des Moines for a date with that other Pitino, Richard Pitino. His Golden Gophers of Minnesota will face the Cards. Coach Mack meeting with the media yesterday, saying he hopes the Pitino angle doesn't overshadow the game itself.
I would hope for the Minnesota players and for our guys that the game becomes about the game. Can't control what people are going to talk about or write about or report on, but you can only beat a horse so long.
That game tipping Thursday at 12:15 can be seen on CBS. Murray State, they're the 12 in the West, facing number 5 Marquette. It's a matchup between superstars Ja Morant of the Racers and Marcus Howard of the Golden Eagles. Head coach for Murray State, Mac McMahon, on the ESPN Selection Show last night, talking about his superstar, Ja.
Hey, Ja's had a magical season. I looked this morning. There's 16 players in the country who have had a game of 24 points and 10 assists. So that's what Ja averaged this season. So he's been spectacular.
UK, they're getting the 2 in the Midwest, playing Abilene Christian. Seth Greenberg on earlier with Stephen A. Smith talking about UK potentially facing the 1 seed in their bracket, UNC. Seth has the Wildcats.
I have Kentucky beating them. They beat them already one time. Kentucky, though, does a very good job in defensive transition. I like the Luke May matchup with P.J. Washington. And I think Ashton Hagans defensively can keep Coby White in front, which, you know, that's so important.
More V-Show next. The Zone with Jason Anderson coming to you at 3. This is SportsCenter.
V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Thanks for being with us. We're here and finishing his warm-up tosses in the bullpen. Jason Anderson, he'll be on at 3. He's got an interesting story about an event over the weekend. Sorry. You're not supposed to do inside jokes, but I couldn't help it. Oh, life's entertaining if you make it entertaining. I'll tell you, I was struck, we haven't really discussed, and you know, Joe Lenardi came and sat with us for an hour on the show last night. Do we have one more interview we could play, Nick? I think we got so many good interviews, I feel like we only play about 3 of them. I'd like to see, you want to play one more before we disappear? Tony Bennett would be good. Let's wrap it up with Tony because he left his heart in San Francisco. But Lenardi sat in with us for an hour. He said he's probably over the course of the week done, without exaggeration, 500 brackets. He's got no, and he does old school. He's got a piece of paper and he's scribbling in notes and everything. But he said actually filling one out after the field is placed, he said he's terrible at it. So don't feel bad if your bracket is not good. This guy that follows brackets more than anybody in the country, and he can't pick them either. So, and I don't do a very good job of it either. Sometimes just because I have friends and I can't pick against that guy, even though I know he's probably not going to win the game. So, but I have some general observations. One is this: this is just again from having seen these teams. The West often is the weakest of the four brackets because it's the one that gets like. You're huddled, you're tired, you're poor, you're huddled masses. Because if you are really good, they keep you close to home for the other regions. And most of the good basketball is played in the eastern two-thirds of the country. So they stay in the east, south, and midwest. So everybody else gets shipped out. That's the truth. I mean, there's been a lot of teams. My brother's team won the championship in the West region. They came out of the West. There's a lot of teams that have, quote-unquote, come out of the West that are not Western teams. But this year, I don't know why. I mean, it should be that way every year anyway. This should just be balanced. I think the West is a bear. I mean, Gonzaga, if you're not sold on them, fine. I'm not here to tell you should or shouldn't be. The eyeball test, they're very good. I think they could win the championship, but I also could see very easily how they don't even get out of that region because their second game is going to be against the Syracuse team that played without Ty Battle in the ACC tournament and played really well. They're a dangerous team in that game. They play that zone that is not just the standard zone. To say Syracuse plays, you know, zone, I don't know. I can't even find that. Now it's like saying that, you know, Shaq was, you know, above average in size. It's true. It's just it doesn't quite have the same force as it should. They get 8 steals a game. Their zone is not a 2-3. It's a 2-2-1. The wings are wide. They trap the corners. They understand how to play passing lanes. Until you play it against that for a half or so, it's really hard to simulate. That's a tough matchup for them. And then if they win that, and then they get Baylor, who's going to be no easy out either. I saw them play Kansas in Kansas, give them a good game for 2/3 of the game before they went away a little bit. But I think Syracuse is better than Baylor, to be honest with you. But then after that, they would probably get a Marquette team that is explosive offensively. And definitely can score the basketball. Or a Florida State team that I just watched defend Virginia in a way that would be a good way to play Gonzaga. They don't want to play super fast. Florida State does not want to play breakneck speed basketball. That's how St. Mary's beat them. They controlled tempo on them. They're incredibly long. They're incredibly athletic. They're incredibly deep. They're big, which Gonzaga has an advantage on some people. They're a pretty big team. They are going to have no easy time coming out of that. And that's just to get to the damn Final Four. forget about, you know, winning the whole championship. So, and, you know, when you go down to the bottom of that bracket, they've got a Texas Tech team. Don't be fooled by one loss in their conference tournament. If they shoot it remotely well, they defend the daylights out of you, they can be a difficult team. I don't know if Michigan gets back to playing to the level they were early. They got a little ordinary the last third of the season. But if they could play like they did early, they were a team that I thought was certainly going to be a one seed. That's a difficult out. I mean, that is a very, very difficult bracket for Gonzaga. And keep in mind, if you're just joining us, we went through the numbers. Since 2002, when Ken Pomeroy started keeping his ratings, there have only been two teams to win the national championship that were not, and this is before the tournament, because it's a little bit of a misleading stat. There's only one team that wasn't top 10 adjusted offense and top 10 adjusted defense, but that's after the national championship. You put six great games together against high-quality competition, you're going to adjust your ratings, your rankings some. So, but before the tournament, there's only two of those 17 that were not ranked in the top 30, both offensively and defensively, with one of those rankings being in the top 15. So if you look at the teams in this year's field, there's only nine that meet that criteria. The top seven in Pomeroy's rankings, which are Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, Michigan State, Michigan, North Carolina, Kentucky. Then you skip down, believe it or not, Virginia Tech is in that group, and they get Justin Robinson back, which I don't know if you can say, well, that'll disrupt them or make them better. I'd like to have that kid playing, though. And then, surprisingly, Houston is in that category as well. Of those nine, there's only two that won their conference tournament championship, and we know that history has shown us that that is important in recent years. So if you want to go strictly by hard facts and hard data, not eyeball, not anything else, you would say the national champion will be either Duke or Michigan State because they meet the criteria. And I don't think you'd do too badly picking either one of those, to be honest with you. Duke is sixth offense, sixth defense. Michigan State is fourth offense, eighth defense. And they both came in off a great conference tournament run. So we'll see what plays out for them. Hopefully I'll be here tomorrow and find out. We don't know until Louisville tells me where to go. No joke intended. And then we'll find out where we're going. Meantime, Jason's next here from the Sports and Social Club. Hopefully I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being with us here on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
This hour of ESPN Louisville's Selection Monday coverage is presented by Dave & Buster's, now open in Louisville. Eat, drink, play, watch.
UPS is now hiring package handlers in Louisville. Package handlers earn competitive wages. And with UPS's Metropolitan College program, you can graduate 100% debt-free. Get in the game with UPS. Apply now at upsjobs.com. That's upsjobs.com.
Bluegrass Karting and Events now has the fastest go-karts in Kentucky and axe throwing. Grab your coworkers, family, and friends and make a night of it with our new full bar and food menu. Bluegrass Karting and Events is Louisville's premier high-speed entertainment destination, online at bluegrasskarting.com.